Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
For the take with Andy Sweeney.
Carly Jones is going to ball out. I really think he's going to ball
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ. Your coach is just telling you he can't really play right. He's like, well, he's got to catch up. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. But he's got moxie. He's got moxie, fellas.
And James Strebel.
He can't play at this level right now, but he's got moxie. He's got swag. He's got swag, everybody. Moxie and swag ain't going to do bleep when BJ Boss is
so
cramming
worried.
On I your mean, face.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Joining us from Paramount Sports, we're at Mike Pratt here in a little bit. Pat Forty joined us earlier today. Intern Cream, he's not an intern, he's a paid employee. Jack Grossman's going to give us his Thanksgiving power rankings. I don't know, do you have a 1 through 10, 1 through 5? What exactly do you have?
I got a top 5.
A top 5.
There you go.
No problem with that. We have the Louisville game on. We're talking BS about that. Louisville, I don't know. We'll give you an analysis. We'll try to find some analysis. Hey, a big thank you also to Jason and his team bringing by some lunch today. Which Wednesday? That's what it is here, even the day before Thanksgiving. It's which Wednesday. Reminder, carry out, curbside delivery. From the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch or dinner, you can try the ESPN Louisville special right now. It's a large witch for just $6.80. It is witch superior sandwiches. Carino, were you able to grab any of the witch? I would imagine you were. I imagine that too many people not in the office today down there at ESPN Louisville.
Oh yeah, I definitely had a witch. I had a BLT today. I think it was.
Oh, nice. I like the BLT that they bring.
Too.
Look at all these Carly Jones highlights.
Oh, man.
I mean, Grossman, you should see him. I mean, he's going baseline. He's dishing to J.J. Trainer, who, by the way, very skinny.
He is.
Wish I could be that skinny, man. J.J. Trainer's got the body of a guy. And Grossman, this kills this show, especially with Grossman.
Okay.
You had the surgery.
I did have the surgery.
If we eat something, it's bad. It's bad news.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, even still today.
Yeah, but you can't eat anything anymore.
I can't
anymore.
Eat as much
no.
as I used to. Correct.
No, I missed your stomach. Let me just go ahead and say it.
It's still there.
But not nearly as much. But J.J. Trainor's the guy that can eat anything and doesn't gain weight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at him, that's the kind of guy he is.
I hate that person.
I know.
So
I hate
much.
That person.
Yeah, I know a lot of those people.
My dad was that person. My grandfather was that person. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that. Not like an ounce.
No.
Not 1% of that. Not 10%. Nothing. 0%.
I'll look at the turkey tomorrow and I'm going to gain weight. That's the thing.
Yeah, but you're not. What are you even going to eat tomorrow?
I
mean, it's embarrassing what you eat. I mean, it's your choice, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'll eat
It's
food.
Your choice. It's your body.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you'll eat food. You'll eat nothing.
I'll have nothing. I'll have some turkey.
You have one piece of turkey.
Maybe a little stuffing. Take a break. Mm. Let things digest. And then go back for a little more. You know, that's how it works.
You want to do a little bit of Satterfield talk here?
Let's do some Satterfield talk.
Let's do some Satterfield talk, and then we'll take a quick break, and then at 5:25,
uh-huh.
we will get into the power rankings, okay?
Of
you ready
Jack
for
Grossman.
That? And then we'll get Mike Pratt to end the show. My overall thought was, and we had Pat Forty on earlier, and Pat Forty, I thought, was very strong in this is over with Satterfield in South Carolina.
Was I surprised by that?
Yeah, I mean, he was adamant, and he was opinionated that, hey, this is, you know, this little flirtation is done, okay?
Right.
And we shall see what happens with that, okay? It's definitely something to probably watch. And we led the show with, I'm just not interested in, and God bless Louisville fans that are, the is South Carolina a better program than Louisville, the stepping stone thing. Like, I am not interested in that stuff at all. It doesn't interest me because I've been around it for so long, I can't do that show again. I have no interest in doing that show again. I understand that the fan base, I'm pivoting here, the fan base is interested in that, okay? I know Diener talked about it this morning, and because there is interest there, okay? By the way, Birdhead Ryan angry at Satterfield.
Birdhead Ryan's angry?
Birdhead angry, he's angry. But not only
really?
That, Birdhead Ryan is failing Diener. Diener still doesn't have an Xbox.
Well, I heard a little Grossman, bit of that today.
Do you know anything going on here, Grossman? Because I know today you woke up at 7:05, and normally you wake up at 11:05.
Yeah.
So you miss Maven Rummage, you miss Double D.
Yeah.
You miss Levitar, like you used to miss Locke. Like, this is, you miss everything, okay? You pick up Bob in the COVID hour.
But he was tuned in today.
He was laying in bed. Green texted me while in bed.
Ooh.
How about that?
Well, hold on a second here.
Did a video podcast in bed.
That doesn't mean anything.
Boy,
right?
There's a veto right there. You notice? Look at, boy, he's vetoing right now.
Okay, I'm going to compose myself. Just because Crane was texting you from his bed doesn't mean anything sensual was going on. Just like the podcast the other night.
Oh, no,
nothing sensual was going on.
We were sexting.
Were you? Oh.
By the way, Kevin Hale, your podcast buddy, DM'd me.
Did he?
He DM'd me.
I didn't know anything about this. Whoa!
He just DM'd me.
Did he? Just now?
Again, this podcast is a guy that has a lot of candles. He has a lot of candles in his room. Everything around this guy is mood setting,
mood setting, yes.
You know what he texted me?
What?
He texted me a hashtag. Hashtag. 50 Shades of Hale. You ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
My wife watches that movie all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife never got into it.
That you know of.
That I know of. She doesn't.
What's her guilty TV pleasure?
Ugh, Teen Mom.
Oof. Now I see that as the saddest show on television that I will not watch.
Yeah,
I will not watch.
No, I leave the room.
Like legit, I will not lay my eyes on that show.
I'll go down to the James Man Cave.
Right.
And I'll take my bourbon and my beers and I'll go down there and I'll watch something good. The Boys, something like that. I'm not watching
The Boys.
That's a great show, man. I'm telling you. You looking for something, Andy? You talked about this last
week.
No,
I'm going to have to.
These Evansville players,
by the way.
They're so bad.
This white guy missed a layup. It's killing me. Look at these guys.
But, yeah, she never got into 50 Shades of Grey. Although, you know, I mean.
You know what it's about?
Yeah, it's dominatrix stuff.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Green, what do you know about this? Just at all. Do you have any?
No,
you
know, I know nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I know it was a book and it was adapted into a movie. That's it.
Well, there you go.
It swept the nation of, like, soccer moms.
Not a couple years ago.
Maybe more than a couple years ago. The first time I ever heard about it was Kellen was just an infant.
Oh,
so
wow.
8 years ago. Almost nine.
How about that? What are you going to give him for his birthday? What does Kellen want for Christmas? Just video games?
Video games.
That's it?
Video games and
I think,
like,
Jalen Withers just scored.
And more,
I mean, look at that guy. That's an NBA body right there, Crean.
He's an NBA player. That's what I've heard. Oh, they've whittled down the score, Andy.
It's 19 now. Yeah, there you go.
437-9680.
Listen, I'll just bullet point here quickly. It's been talked about all day. My opinion is follows with Satterfield. I never thought he was going to go to South Carolina. I, like many, believe it's an agent thing. I do believe it to be true. I do believe, and I do wonder, my big question mark would be, because I believe the report, I don't believe the coach. I don't.
And
not even a Satterfield thing. That's a Cal thing. That's a Mac thing. That's a Nick Saban thing. That's a Les Miles thing.
Coaches.
That's a Ryan Day thing. I mean, it's an Archie Miller thing. but I really don't care about anything that Archie Miller has to say.
Who's coming after Archie Miller? Evansville.
Green, you want to do an IU post-game show tonight?
If you let me. I'm not sure if I'll actually be able to watch the game because the UK post-game show, but sure, let's do it.
I mean, you boys are going to mail that in about 40
minutes. No, I'm
minutes.
Not. Well, I'm so happy to do the show.
About 35 minutes.
No.
I'm not saying you shouldn't, but anyway. So, I mean, I just, for me, when the whole Satterfield thing, I don't believe it's going to happen. If it doesn't happen, I wonder if the truth ever comes out, if he did have a conversation, Carly Jones draws a foul, if he ever had a conversation, and I just, I don't know what to believe there. I wonder if he doesn't have a conversation because this came out, how that looked. I don't know if it's Jimmy Sexton, his super agent, who is, I mean, what I think it is you keep his name out there, and Drew mentioned it this morning, and it keeps his profile even in a year where Scott Satterfield has been, as has Stoops.
Yeah.
They've been a loser in the COVID year.
Absolutely.
Some guys have been winners. Tom Allen has been a winner. Ohio State's going to the college football playoff. Alabama, like, there are
Florida.
Winners. Well, Northwestern.
Northwestern, Florida, North Carolina, Northwestern. Notre Dame.
I'm dying over here. By the way, is Withers wearing Dwayne Sun's number?
He took the mask off. He can't stay on the floor for Louisville. I mean, he's
foul trouble.
He foul trouble, and Mac's been yelling at him the whole game. I mean,
he probably can't play defense at this level.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway,
he's not looking good.
Like Carly Jones on fire
now.
This dude's gonna have 30. This dude's gonna have 30.
Not tonight.
He might. He's probably got 15 right now.
I think he's got 13.
Not close enough.
Close
15,
enough.
13.
Yeah,
not close enough. I just with the Satterfield stuff. That's just how I feel. Is I wonder now what the truth actually is. Pat Forty, we've had him on two straight weeks in a row, and he has said something similar. And he has said this, and he has been he has said this with conviction. To me, that means something.
Yeah.
And it's maybe Satterfield doesn't like Louisville as much as he thought he would, or as much as Louisville seemingly started to worship him. And that was one of my main points, is the reason Louisville fans, like Bobby V today was like, why are you guys mad? You've been through this, which I understand. But Louisville fans went from not knowing anything about this guy to straight up worshiping this guy, not being positive, not being hopeful, not being excited, but worship. There is
yeah.
a difference there.
No,
and it was
wrong.
It was over the top to where if you pointed it out like this show did, it was automatically you're a hater and everything else. Like, no, like I'm going to wait to see him coach a game. I've never seen him coach at App State. I've never seen him, mm-hmm. Now take over a program cratered by Bobby in some sort of way, and now he's got to recruit. I mean, there are, and there have been, if you've been paying attention, I mean, there are questions here. Recruiting's a question. Development of a quarterback's a question. I mean, these are questions.
Absolutely.
And so now, does the staff want more money? I mean, that's one thing that Pat Forty talked about as well. You know the optics
sure.
now during this time. And so you keep his name out there. So this year, where Satterfield is an up-and-coming guy, to where you go App State, Louisville for however many years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and then there's the next natural step up. Now, my opinion is that South Carolina ain't much of a step up.
Not really.
Again, that is why, though, you use South Carolina. So all of that is out there. But the reason we were howling with laughter was just the Louisville fan that was losing their mind.
Just anger.
Pivoting to Jeff Brohm. Pivoting to like he's just going to leave Purdue. He's already stiffed it once, twice.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, man, where – I mean, the worship was so zoned in.
Well, it went from zero to 80. It went from, Mark Ennis talking about a sensible salad. You know, Steve Ruman saying, you can't convince me of this hire. It's not good. And I'm not just picking on those two guys.
A lot of people.
There's a lot of people. But they were the ones that were on the radio saying it, right? It just wasn't the Twitter sphere. They were on the radio talking about this. It went from that to, well, he's great. Don't you know how great
he's
he is?
Best.
He's the best. He's going to lead us to new heights. We're gonna compete with. I mean, we had Louisville fans calling in and saying, "Look, he could be the next coach at Clemson at some
Scott
point."
Scott Satterfield.
Oh, we can't leave out Taylor
Lynch.
Let's
play some of these.
That's good.
Go ahead. How many clips do you have there ready to play for Satterfield?
Yes.
Five of them,
please.
Roughly,
what?
Yes.
Okay, play all five. We'll do a read after the break. Jack's Thanksgiving power rankings next.
That was the most complete game that Scott Satterfield has had as a head coach since he's been at Louisville.
Scott Satterfield.
So here's the thing. I'm watching him yesterday, and I'm
right.
watching him on USA Today today, and I'm going. And the reason why I'm going so hard on Vince, Mr. Tyree, pay this man, is I'm looking at a guy, and I'm going, if he's at Louisville for 15, 20 years, he could be next in line. He could be. Next in line to be the Scott Satterfield wasn't always Scott. Like, do you get what I'm saying, Marcus?
man, I really love Scott Satterfield. I mean, I think he is a great football coach. I've had a chance to get to know him over the years and spent time. He brought his staff down several times when he was at App, and he's a winner, man. He's going to do a heck of a job with that program.
Dabo's laughing.
So I am over the moon with the Christian Peterson pickup. Frederick Scott Satterfield does it again.
Oh. Scott Satterfield.
We'll go to break with this. Ken Taylor sends this out. You ready for this?
I don't know if I can handle it.
That the Lady Birds are performing, but it's on tape. They tape their performance and they're playing, and that's going to make it easier for some media members to zoom their camera on the big screen than zooming and then not be noticed. We'll take a break. Power rankings next. Did you say that on the air, Green? Did you say that on the air?
No, I did not.
Oh,
Green just choked again. Green, you're having a rocky day today.
Oh, my God. That wasn't me choking. I'm still laughing from the Lady Bird's comment. Oh.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Let's tell you about the fitness, Marky. You didn't bring the weights again, dude.
Gosh, I even set an alarm.
No,
and went
no,
off.
You didn't. You didn't. I don't. We don't believe anything you're saying. You're supposed to bring weights. You're supposed to lift weights during the show. Since you bought weights a couple months ago, and you haven't used them in a month and a half from
really
the fitness
proud of
market.
It too.
They got your money. It's the Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com. Find their Facebook page. They're on Facebook. If you can wade through all of the boomers talking about
elections.
Yes, about the election still, which you were wrong on, by the way, which we can get into. I mean, you were wrong.
There's some Pennsylvania stuff going on
today.
You're
100% wrong.
Okay.
882-2694, thefitnessmarket.com. All the best brands and everything you'll need. All the weight, strength equipment we talked about, treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, electric bikes, rowing machines, and much, much more. They deliver in-store sales as well. Plantside Drive, one location. The other on Westport Road. They got the Treadmill Medic, which is how they started everything now more than two decades ago. Again, it's 882-2694. Find their Facebook page for all the updates. The Fitness Market, search it there. And it's thefitnessmarket.com. They can work with any budget, and financing is available. All right, so quick break. Mike Pratt in about 20 minutes. And then also on the other side, Jack Grossman's Thanksgiving tips. It's coming up next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter says David Johnson is more known than any Kentucky player.
Nobody knows who David Johnson is outside of Louisville fans. Nobody cares. He had one good game against Duke. Bravo. Good for you. Good for you.
And James Strebel.
Texter says David Johnson's better than BJ Boston.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
About 10 minutes here. We got to get to Cream's Thanksgiving Power Rankings here. It's a 5 o'clock hour presented by The Book at Caesars Southern Indiana. It's The Take, hanging out with you in the Papa John's studios. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman in for your boy Mitch. I should also remind you, the large double cheeseburger pizza, it is back for $12. Kareem, does that sound good to you? Is that something?
That sounds wonderful to me.
Well, I'm going to buy you one. What kind of pizza thing do you want to do on Friday? You're going to be in for Mitch on Friday. Do you want to eat, a large pizza? I mean, I want to take advantage of you, but I feel like there's a radio bit here.
Yeah.
That's what's in my mind.
Well,
we do on Friday?
I'm down for free pizza. So if you want it for speed.
Well, I'm buying it.
Yeah. So if you want it for speed, though, that probably isn't the best one to do.
No.
I would say if we're going for speed, I'd say pizza. Probably cheese or like pepperoni or sausage, something simple.
Well, are we going to have you eat just one pizza? That's the question.
That is the question.
Okay, well, let's just have you eat one piece of pizza.
Not one piece.
Yeah, one whole pizza.
One whole pizza.
Yeah, you can pick whatever pizza if you want.
We don't want you to get sick.
Yeah, if you want we'll settle down with that. I don't know about that.
I'm going to get sick after one whole, another one, like two whole pizzas.
I feel confident I could probably do a pizza and like a full cheese stick.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Well, I want to have someone, I want to do analysis of the weekend while you're just in the background chewing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's pretty much what we're going to, that's pretty much what we're going to do. Anyway, Louisville leads by 25, it's over 25 now, over 30 points. So that post game's coming up here at top of the hour, close to it, maybe a little bit after the top of the hour. Mike Pratt will join us here in short order, and I say in short order, we can play that whenever because I taped it at 12:05 today.
There we go.
So I don't mind saying that because obviously he's there at Rupp. He's in Rupp getting ready for the game tonight. Entz and Strebel, Strebel and Entz, they got you hooked up for the post-game show. I got a mysterious phone call during the break.
You did.
Worried that Louisville's shooting. That's the only thing. A little worried maybe on some guys in Louisville shooting, but I don't know. I got to go back and watch this game. We've been on the air the entire time. All right, do you want to play? We need to get your Thanksgiving power rankings here. Do you want to play any of this Ethan Grossman sound, though?
Yes.
We haven't heard any of this sound. Your brother, who is a star, called into the IU postgame show, and I guess he said some things he should not have because your mom, Marcy, got upset. So what is going on in the Grossman household here?
Yeah, there's a full-on schism to where my mom does not want Ethan on the air anymore.
Gotcha.
Yes, but well, that's not good for us. That's not good for anyone, but that's fairly easy to curb around.
Right?
Yeah, but that's what worries her. She's worried that he's getting a reputation of the guy that drinks underage and does other bad stuff. An exact quote of her to me on Saturday night, which she also apparently told my brother, he said, was, "How can he get a job in this city if he's known as the guy that drinks all the time?"
Can he get a job?
He could be an athletic director. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So she is. She is worried about him.
Become a sports radio host.
Yeah. I mean, just slide right in.
I mean, does she save that for the mixtape? Does she think that, like, you know, people who are in, like, sales jobs and stuff, they don't drink?
Yeah.
He's a college kid. He's going to an SEC school.
Yeah.
In Alabama.
No underage drinking. Your mom's. She's not a Karen, but she's worrying a little bit.
She's being a Jewish mother, is what she's doing.
Well, you said it, not me.
Yes,
I do not have a Jewish mother. Yeah. So there you go. All right, so let's go. Let's play a couple of these clips, and then we'll get to your power rankings.
We have a TV set up outside. We got some people over right now. It's fun. We got some chairs set up.
How many people you got over?
How many? Just like. Six.
I want you to count, count them out loud for me.
Plus a couple girls, huh?
Ooh. So it's not a sausage fest.
I cannot understand you.
It is not a sausage fest out at Alabama.
Oh no, it's fine.
You got the chicks there?
Oh.
What are you drinking?
Huh?
You got chicks there? What are you drinking?
I got the Bud Light Platinums for today.
Buddy Platts?
He's got Buddy Platts.
Yeah, I got a six pack. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Six pack. I'm disappointed in that.
A six pack?
Six pack?
A Buddy Platts?
Oh, come on.
What kind of peasant stuff is that?
I'm disappointed in Ethan. You need at least 12.
I mean, at least 24.
I mean, goodness gracious.
I think
Buddy Platts are his, that's his expensive beer as you know, the underage college kid. So I'm
gotcha.
So he had other beer as well in addition to that, I would assume.
All right, that's fair.
All right, continue. Play another one. What else do we have?
Mom screwed up. She told me my doctor's appointment, which she said was on Monday, is now on Wednesday, so I don't know if I'll be back.
What are you going to the doctor for?
That's a great question.
Oh, hair loss.
I got
receding hairline right now. I need to get checked out.
I'm happy you brought this up because I've been wanting to bring this up on air so badly, but I didn't want to embarrass you. But Ethan
it's fine.
Ethan is absolutely terrified of losing his hair right now.
I used to just have such an afro. It's just so disappointing to see my.
How old are you?
Bald like this.
How old are you?
I'm only 20.
You're only 20 and you're losing your hair already?
Yeah, right?
In the front or in the back?
In the front.
Front.
Oh.
Yeah, but I have a major problem with this, Grossman. You've known this valuable piece of information for a while. You never brought it up here on the show. You kept it for the IU postgame show at a random 3:45.
Let the process
I left all of that up to Ethan. That was
That's
his.
Not the point
yeah,
of, that's
I know.
Not the point of what we do.
I know. I'm
Charlie
sorry.
Jones balling out, man. Look at
I
that.
Don't know if he's balling out.
He's balling out right now. Look at him.
Okay.
He's playing defense. He's got a patchy beard. He can't grow it in on the side. You can tell. I feel bad for him.
Sam Williams is playing better.
Are we
than
done
him.
With sound? Do you want to get to your power ranking?
I got one more Ethan clip
right,
about
one
the hair
more.
Loss.
Go ahead.
So you're gonna wait. So what happens if you can't get it figured out? Then what happens? You wear a hat the rest of your life, or you just shave it all off?
I'm gonna be wearing a hat, and I might go bald on top, hair on the sides. I don't know.
Oh, the grandpa look cool. I mean, you know, chicks dig that.
I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
You should ask the women that are there, because as you said, it was not a sausage fest. Would they like it if you shaved it all off the top and then just kept it on the sides like grandpa? You should ask them if that's still sexy.
I don't know if I could just go bald, though, because I still have a lot of hair on like the side of my head, so I'd be shaving my head like every other day. That would suck.
We gotta get Ethan hooked up. We gotta get Ethan hooked up with Parsley Waldman. Get him.
Yeah, because then at least you won't go. You'd probably definitely not go bald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Brandon Lang. It worked for him.
It did work for Brandon. His hair looks great.
Yep.
His hair looks great. But I think this is a storyline that needs to be dove into more by the professionals on the take, because this sounds like it's got a lot of meat on the bone.
Yes, it does. I've been waiting for this to come up for a while.
If any listeners have any solutions, please let me know.
I'm telling you, Ethan, Parsley please Waldman, they're friends of the station. We gotta get this hooked up.
All right, well, there
that
we
is
go.
Not keeps a row game. Those are out. Those are out of the equation. Can't do that.
It's expensive.
It is.
It's expensive.
All right, there we go. A little Ethan Grossman hair loss.
All right, let's go. Your power rankings. You want to do this? Do you have any sounder here? What do we want to do? All right, well, there we go. There's your gobble sound. Play that again. Play it
I
again.
I like that.
All right, perfect. So how do you want to do this? You have a top five. Let's go five
yes,
to one.
I got a top five. Number
play the
five.
Gobble in between.
Number five is something that would be higher if it was consistently served at my family Thanksgiving, but it's only made a rare appearance. But I love it so much, I had to throw it in anyways. Okay. Macaroni and cheese, number
really?
Five. Oh,
wait. Mac and cheese is not a staple at the Grossman Thanksgiving.
It is,
or just in general.
It's not a staple for a Grossman Thanksgiving.
Okay,
and
now
it's
I'm asking
disappointing.
This because I don't know. Is that a Jewish thing?
No, it is
I
not.
Okay,
that is
okay.
We already have the mashed potatoes and
oh,
usually
no.
a sweet potato casserole and. And the thought process is you wouldn't know it from me, but there are a few health nuts in my family, so they don't want too many, you know, good sides, I guess would be the way of putting it, but unhealthy sides. Yes, too many starches. So
oh, that's
mac and cheese usually
ridiculous.
Doesn't make
the
cut. Yes,
hey,
thank you.
Yeah, the girls
thank you.
It's Thanksgiving. You don't worry about that.
No,
I
you
hate
don't.
The people that are like, yo, you want two starches? Like, yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
I want three. I want yes. four. I want all the starch.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have mac and cheese. Come on.
I know. So that's let's number go. Five because of that. Number.
By the way, just quickly here, 437-968. I was wondering the same thing. Why was Crean screaming during his Sports Center? It's a great question. Tex wants to know when Crean's going to eat a pizza live on the air. That's going to be on Friday. Tex says Carly Jones is a baller. Lick on it, Fat Daddy.
No, okay.
So all
right,
of that
we'll
is coming down
out.
To 437-968.
Yep.
Tex says
Evansville.
I hope Carly Jones' stat line is good enough for Round Father.
It's not.
He could drop 40 and it still wouldn't be good enough for Schriebel.
Nope.
All right, number four.
All right, so number four, this is where it comes into like the Jewish side of things. Everyone has like a bread, whether it be cornbread, biscuits, I've seen thrown out there a
oh,
bunch.
Yeah, rolls and I
yeah, rolls.
Roll.
Yep, yeah, for me.
White people love a little dinner roll.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
But for me, we always have fresh challah, which is okay. a Jewish bread. It's basically, it's a bread that has some egg in it. It's very eggy. It's a really, 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 really good bread, and I love it. I could eat, you talk about me eating a whole pizza on here. I could eat a whole loaf of challah on here.
Dude,
and it would
well,
it would be simple.
If you want to bring that, if you want to bring some fresh challah on the air, we can do that
absolutely.
As well. No, I'm a bread nut as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if I've ever had that. I'm sure if I have, though, I would absolutely love it. Who makes that? Does your mom make that? Do you make that? Who makes that?
Usually what we do is we actually, because for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, comes a couple months beforehand, usually right. in like September or October, and they make really these special challahs that are like triple the size of like a normal challah. So my grandmother, Nene, as you know from Ethan, right. takes a couple of them and freezes a few of them and then defrosts them for Thanksgiving every year.
There we go.
Nene, I like that.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, I'm looking at them right now. They look good.
Oh, yeah.
I've been calling them a challah. It's a challah. Excuse me.
Challah is the correct
yeah.
way. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Challah.
Yeah, but yeah, that is number four on my list. Number three.
It looks good, man. I'm looking at it right now.
I know. It's so good, especially
if you... Eggs, yolk, flour, vegetable oil, instant yeast. I could do that.
Yep, and you get it, and Breadworks has a really good one locally.
All right, well, there
you go. Yeah, but you get it. You can eat it with butter. You can eat it plain. You can... my favorite, French toast. Hollow French toast for breakfast. That is probably my favorite breakfast. Yeah, some syrup, some powdered sugar. That's the stuff there. But anyways, number three, we started getting more the traditional ones. I got the stuffing third.
Oh, yeah.
I love stuffing. It's something that I would never eat outside of Thanksgiving, but I...
Total agreement. Maybe one other time of year.
Yeah.
Maybe one other time of year. Yeah. But I love it, though. It's and I'll delicious. Even take I'll even take stovetop.
Oh, I
don't care.
My kids love stovetop.
Yeah,
stovetop's good stuff.
A little butter, a little water, I'm good to go.
See, I've been... what's the word I'm looking for?
Are you picky?
No. My mom makes it homemade, so I've been spoiled by it. That's
spoiled
the one I'm looking
for.
Yeah.
Okay.
The homemade is it really oniony? Does she what's the prominent
onions, celery?
Onion more than celery.
Yeah,
okay. I like the onion.
I gotta have more onion than celery.
I agree.
Celery's garbage.
Celery's
garbage.
There, yeah.
By the way, we have Mike Pratt on tape, so let's just do this on the fly. I don't know when this game's gonna be over, Crean.
Right.
So I don't know. Timing this out, I didn't think about how difficult it might be. So if we need to cut Mike Pratt, like at the, short, that's okay.
All right.
Don't feel bad about that because I'm looking at this right now. Like, I don't know when it's going to be over.
Yeah.
All right. So you're down to two. Let's go.
Right. Number two. The main attraction, the turkey, lands at number two.
Okay.
All and right. I will eat almost any part of the turkey. I am not picky. Light meat, dark meat, a leg, a breast. It doesn't matter. Just give me some of it and give me a bunch of it because I need the meat on the plate.
Well, put all that in the mix. Then.
Yes.
Yeah, all of that.
And by the way, I'm with you.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is number
People
two.
People hate on turkey. And
I don't get it.
They're socialists.
It's a dry meat. But the thing is, it's one of those things where, A, you don't have to make it that way. And it's not difficult to do.
It's not.
The mess up a turkey. Come on. And it's just like, it's just a couple times a year. It's fine.
And the next day,
that's good.
The turkey sandwich with the cheese and the mayo and the lettuce. The next day, turkey sandwich is even better than Thanksgiving turkey.
Is there a difference between stuffing and dressing? Great question. I say no.
It's not. It's the same thing. Interchangeable.
Texas says, spell that bread. It's C-H-A-L-L-A-H.
Correct.
There you go.
Best bread there is. But in my family, because we normally, on normal non-COVID years, we have like 18, 20, 24 people in my house every single year. Yeah, wow. So one turkey is not enough for my family.
Oh, sure, you got to
So we always had the two turkey. My mom makes a turkey, and then my cousins make a turkey. And then my mom, she does so many great things well, including my number one on the list.
Okay,
but
not the turkey.
The turkey, no, it's not that it's not good. It is very, very, very good, but my cousins is usually
better.
Yeah, it's just better.
How
it's like my mom's
cousins?
Turkey's good.
Who are your cousins?
That's the cousins that live in Baton Rouge.
Oh.
They come in, say my aunt, she's still in Louisville. I think they usually grill the turkey.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah,
we've had the grilled turkey.
All right,
before.
Number
it's
one.
Great.
Let's go. Number one.
Number one, easily my all-time favorite, the mashed potatoes. I love my mom's homemade mashed potatoes. They're extremely soft. They're extremely buttery. They melt in my mouth. And I could put one plate full of mashed potatoes and one plate with everything else and eat both of them and then go back for seconds and do it again.
Right.
Oh, I like mashed potatoes not that
I do
much.
Too.
Well, there
I,
we go.
I would put them in number one.
Well, mashed potatoes done well is the key.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be done well, which my mom probably.
Guy.
You have gravy on there?
Gotta have gravy.
I'm not a huge gravy guy.
See, I am.
I like gravy.
I gotta have the gravy.
Of all the things, my mom's a great cook, but of all the things she makes, I think my favorite might be her homemade mashed potatoes. And she only makes them. She only makes them for Thanksgiving.
Look at Mac when it wants to take this mask off and
he
crush,
does, a throw
crush
it.
Bashir, put Diener on his shoulders, and
trot him around and crush Bashir.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you, Crean. We're going to get out of here on the live part. We're going to have Mike Pratt is next. And then the second this game is done, we'll have Ethan Moore on the postgame show, Louisville postgame show on all stations. So quick break, Mike Pratt next. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. All right, back at it here on this Wednesday. A very happy Thanksgiving. We'll be off tomorrow. The NFL, though, will have all three games right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and over on 93.9 The Ville. If they end up playing, and we believe they will, the Steelers and Ravens will have the Westwood One feed right here on 680, 105.7, the normal Ravens feed over on 93.9 The Ville. And then I should remind you, coming up right after us, the Louisville postgame show. Ethan Moore will be on that on all stations. And then coming up later on, about 8 o'clock tonight, Kentucky, Morehead State will have that post-game show with James Strebel and Jason Entz, like I said, around 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Well, let's end this show today talking about the Cats, and we do so once a week here with Mike Pratt, our good friend, at MikePratt22. If you want to follow him, it's all presented by Commonwealth Bank. Mike, good afternoon, sir.
Mr. Sweeney, how are you?
Well, I am good, and I always tell the audience there, for the people that that are listening are probably thinking, if they're Kentucky fans, how the bleep is Mike Pratt doing sports radio on 680, 105.7, and also on the Kentucky call pregame, getting ready for the game there? That's because we're taping this at 12:07 right now. So it's okay just to tell people that that's exactly what's going on, but we wanted to talk to you. Obviously, we are previewing the season last week. I don't know, Cal had one press conference in the last 7 days or so. We've had the NBA draft. I want to get your thoughts on, but just how pumped are you for the season? How pumped are you for Kentucky basketball this season?
Well, I'm ready to get it started, and I'll guarantee you these young fellas are ready all across the country with this COVID stop, start, all those kind of things. Guys are ready. They'll be pumped, and they're going to go, let's hope, 100 miles an hour. They're going to make mistakes. You don't want to make too many, obviously, but I think you're going to see a really good effort in the Kentucky game and other games we'll see over this weekend, because kids, they have a lot of pent-up desire, and they want to play hoops. So this is a good kickoff, assuming you get the games off and COVID doesn't strike. But I'm really excited about the start.
I know Calipari was sad Detroit had to cancel. Very sad. His boy was going to be back bombing threes. Come on.
That's right. He's playing about 20 minutes a game, and I think he averaged, what, 7 or 8 points. And we all were looking forward to see Brad. He's a good young fella.
Well, I had a bet with Lachlan McClain last year. He said that Brad wouldn't score 100 points. And I said he would, and he scored much more. Grossman, I don't know how many he scored, but I know he scored much more because Locke actually bent the knee on that one, Mike. Something that that doesn't happen doesn't happen very often. Mike Pratt with us here, presented by Commonwealth Bank on ESPN 680, 105.7. How do you think the pressure on these early games to not have the slow burn of the season? If you lose some games early, you can be behind the eight ball, especially with games being canceled and or postponed. We've talked more about that with U of L, obviously, but Kentucky has a young team. We'll get to some Cal sound here in a second. I guess in your mind, how different is this season? How different do you think Kentucky will be? These early games can matter so much when you don't know how much you're going to play this season.
That's an excellent point. I think you have to make sure you beat the people you're supposed to beat, like Morehead. If you play Detroit, you should beat them. And then you've got to come along and beat somebody like Richmond, who was a NCAA-bound team last year. They have six of their first seven players back. You need that W, not only for your confidence, but also as a resume builder, because if you lost to Evansville last year like you did, you had plenty of games to make up ground, okay, plenty of games. This year, we don't know, as you said, we don't know who's going to get to play and who's not. So you better not waste any opportunities to build your resume.
Are you scared on that Richmond game? Are you nervous on that Richmond game?
I think Richmond plays. They're a very good defensive team coming off last year. They like to shoot the threes. Their leading returning scorer is out for the year with an ACL. But I mean, they got a couple. They got a little point guard out of Philly, I think it is, that is supposed to be a hot shot. So yeah, Richmond. Look, they played at Dayton in front of full house, and you know they played Dayton last year. They played other teams. This team will not be intimidated by Kentucky. And if they can make their defense play Kentucky to play maybe a step or two out of where the rhythm they want to play in, the spots they want to get to, then we'll find out what these young players for Kentucky are made of, because they're going to have to improvise, sweetie man. And obviously, you can't do that every time down the floor. But when a team does that to you, you have to have the ability to improvise and do something with the ball. So I'm looking forward to seeing that against Richmond.
Mike Pratt with us here on this Wednesday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. By the way, 165 points. That's what he scored last year. Thank you to Grossman for that. I nailed that over. My DraftKings account would be, you know, if that was a real bet, it would be very happy. By the way, Mitch is off today, Mike, but our boy Mitchell Hannigan, he lost like eight in a row last weekend. He went 0-8, and he swore that he was done gambling on sports. And I believe today he's been talking to us in our group chat about betting college basketball all day. So that didn't last very long. That lasted about 48 hours or so.
Well, you got the fever, man.
You can't do anything with it. Mike Pratt with us. Green, let's go ahead and play this sound. I don't know if you've heard this, read the quotes, whatever it may be. But Calipari had his press conference, what was it, on Monday, I think, and that's when he gave us the, I have both hands on the panic button, and talked about his young team, and we know Cal can be theatrical, so I want you to put your Cal translator hat on and see if we can figure out what Cal's talking about here. Go ahead, Green.
We're just going to try to get through these first three games in 5 days, which is going to be hard for my team. Just so you know, we scrimmaged yesterday, and I came home smiling, and I told my wife, she said, wow, was it good? I said, it was our worst scrimmage since I've been the coach here. I've got both feet and hands on the panic button right now.
All right, so there's the short clip. He goes on to talk about how it's a young team, and even Chris Mack talked about it, how you're going to have to get everyone going much sooner in the season with it being a shortened season. When you hear that from Calipari, what do you think's running through his mind right now as the season gets underway here in a few minutes?
Well, you know how coaches are. Cal's one of the best at deflecting questions and getting into what he wants to talk about and position himself for the fans, for his own players, for recruits. He is one of the best at that. And I think he was trying to maybe send a message to people around the program, maybe even the players, that, look, I wasn't happy with that scrimmage. It probably was not as bad as Kyle's making it out to be. But he wants to send a message that he's not happy, that you have to continue to get better. And if you're going to play these games, you got to be ready to play. You know, these young fellas are influenced by so many people around them. And those people around them, they hear what coach said or what somebody said, and they put it back in the ear of these players. So I think Cal was trying to send the message that he wants them to tighten up a little bit going into these three games.
What's your biggest worry early season for Kentucky? Is it defense? Is it communicating? Is it just simply youth? What is it?
Well, I think defensively, you got to stay between the ball and the basket. You got to limit the paint touches, okay? That concerns me with a young team. High school kids could think they could get away with whatever it is they did in high school, but it's a whole other world when you get to this level of basketball. And on the offense, I think they're going to be fine at scoring at the rim. I think they're going to have guys with some terrific mid-range games like Clark. He's going to be able to do things off the bounce, make those paint touches, and make the hoops, as three or four of them are. Askew, Boston, those guys are going to do that. What concerns me is how consistent can this team knock down the open tray. If the ball moves quick enough, give them the open tray. How consistently can they knock it down? And how many of those guys can participate in knocking down a three-point play? That's where I'm concerned or not concerned. That's what I am interested in watching this team. And long-term, how that area develops.
Mike Pratt with us here. It is The Take on this Wednesday. It's ESPN 680 1057. He's presented by Commonwealth Bank. One other thing that Cal mentioned that I found to be a little bit interesting, just because it was a narrative that, you know, that anchor of the defense. We had Mike DeCourcy on yesterday, and he believes that's going to be Olivier Saar. Your guy, Dick Vitale, he believes much of the same. If you like Olivier Saar, that's one thing people keep saying. The back end of that defense, Isaiah Jackson's got a lot of love. And Cal mentioned them not blocking shots as well as he thought they would. Why do you think that is? And I don't know, we usually talk about defense and shooting, but we don't talk about a guy struggling, guys who he thinks can block shots, not blocking shots. So is that fixable? How is that fixable? And how much will you watch that, especially against a team in Moorhead today that obviously is going to be undermanned against Kentucky, obviously?
I'm not so sure the Moorhead team is the team you want to judge Kentucky's shot blocking ability against. They're trying to get their program turned around. Preston Spradling, the coach, has done a terrific job, and he's got the team pointed in the right direction. But I think blocking shots may be better evaluated against Richmond. And, yes, it can be improved because these kids coming out of high school, they could block anybody's shot at any time. At this level now, you have to really anticipate. You have to understand the angle, where the ball is and the angle. You have to anticipate because offensively, the people you're trying to block shots are so much more creative, so much better than the guys you played against in high school. So I think he wants them to, I think, focus in on anticipation, understanding who's got the ball and where they have it. And, if you leave too early and you – take the guy with the ball way too early at the rim. He deals it to the left or right, wherever, to the guy you left. So, Isaiah Jackson, he's going to move over to block the shot, but who's going to take care of his man? Mm-hmm. You got to get that rotation, and you got to make that adjustment anticipation at the right time. And that all can be worked out and be taught, and sometimes it's not. And you have to be concerned about that. But now's the time where you work out with your anticipation, with your rotation defensively. But it all starts with pressure on the ball.
Yeah, I guess you know what's funny about it and you're a basketball Benny, as Calipari would say. I guess he would think we're all basketball Bennies. By the way, is he going to do the basketball Benny thing, given that he's going to be via Zoom? And how mad is he going to be when they lose a game and he's going to be on Zoom and, Larry Vaught's going to be buffering his internet or something like that? It's going to be theater all around the country, because we think, well, you can't shoot, go in the gym and learn how to shoot. We always just think, well, blocking shots, whether you either can or you can't. That's how, non-basketball Benny see it. Keon Brooks not yet being healthy enough to get out there. How big of a worry is that for you, as obviously now this has crept into the season?
I'm concerned that it's not a long-term deal, because I have very high expectations and hope for Keon be able to get 10, 12 points a game and
sure,
6-7 rebounds. And I don't know where all that's going now. And they definitely need him with his experience and with the confidence that he played with at the end of the season. This year is going to be so crazy, Sweeney, man. You're going to have stops and starts. You're going to have teams that you think could shoot the hell out of the ball, and they're playing with a lot of confidence over a six-game stretch, and all of a sudden they miss 2 weeks and they come back. It's not even the same team. We've seen that
sure.
In football. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, expect that. And, again, I think the team that has the best experience, the best luck with the COVID, short-term and long-term, is going to be the team you got to really keep your eye on come NCAA time.
Okay, so Mike Pratt's with us here on ESPN 680 1057. We're nearing here the end of the show. Kentucky will have Louisville postgame, and then obviously Kentucky postgame later on here. And so we are recording this right now. It's 12:20, so things may change if you are listening, but we wanted to give you Kentucky fans a good preview since we've done so much U of L talk today. In the game notes, Mike, Devin asks you the starting point guard. It's one of the main questions. How do you think Calipari plays this between he, Mintz, and whatever else he does? How do you think he does this?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of Mintz And there's a lot of things he can do for this team, and Askew's got to bring his A game. And I think they could be a really good combination. Vince could do some things that Askew can't and has all that experience. So you bring him off the bench or you start him, and you hope he jump starts your offense. And then Askew, he should be a senior in high school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he reclassified, yeah.
So he's going to make some mistakes, all right? He's going to make mistakes at this level playing somewhere along the line. And so Calipari's got the old carrot and the stick trick with Mintz and Askew. If Askew gets a little loose with the handle and makes some mistakes, well, he's coming out and Mintz is sitting down. Mintz is playing.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. I think it could be an excellent situation at the point. The experience combination with that young skill set that Askew has, I think it could be a good combination.
Just quickly, we'll get Mike Pratt out of here. It's presented by Commonwealth Bank on this Wednesday. It's ESPN 680 1057. Reminder, Louisville postgame tonight coming up, then Kentucky postgame coming up at about 8 o'clock here on 680 1057. What did you make of the NBA draft, specifically your boy Emmanuel Quickley, you know, joining up with the Knicks, being a first rounder? You told us you thought that would happen, and by God, it happened, Mike. So there you go. Congratulations.
Well, I'm happy for Quick. He's one of those guys. We sat and watched him struggle as a freshman. Was he a two? Was he a one? He lost his confidence. The last month of the season, Calipari did everything you could think of to help this kid with his confidence in his shooting. He never got out of that funk. So he goes home, works his buns off, comes in, and starts playing and shooting the ball the way we all expected. I mean, the kid did it himself with his work ethic. And that makes you so happy when you have a guy like that versus a guy or two, whatever. They just kind of slide through, okay? Mm-hmm. And they put a little bit of effort in, but not enough. This kid, he deserved this pick. He deserves a good opportunity. I think he'll be the same type of player with the Knicks, be a guy that could be a very solid rotation player. I was really happy for him.
Is it his handle? He needs to be a little bit better ball handler. Is that the main thing you would say in the NBA he needs to be better at? Because he was an off guard here, you know. I mean, he's recruited as a point guard, but he was never a true point guard.
No. I think he's a 3-and-D guy. I think he can defend. He's not as athletic. He's a very good athlete, but he's not an uber athlete. But he's good enough that he could stay between the ball and the basket and get some things done. He can find the loose ball. He did that at Kentucky. And then he brings his shot. And that's what this league is doing.
Last one for you. Tyrese Maxey goes to the Sixers. He goes to a good team. He goes to the Sixers. Doesn't, you know, he goes out of the lottery, but he does go to a good team. What do you think of Maxey joining, at least right now, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and others there?
I think it's a good spot for him, sweetie, man. I think that they can break him in gradually. The kid can gain confidence and not lose confidence with this team because he's not going to be relied on. I think it's a good selection. I think he's got a chance to be a very good role player, rotation player in that league, and maybe even start.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm excited for both those guys. Jordan Ward going to the Bucks, I think, is a good spot for him as well. Mike, always appreciate the time. Have a good call this evening, and we'll talk with you. I don't know if you guys are doing Friday or not. We'll talk with you next week, nonetheless. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Have a good Thanksgiving. Stay safe.
And you as well. There's Mike Pratt with us here, presented by Commonwealth Bank. Again, he'll be on the call here in just a few moments as Kentucky gets ready and they get the season underway with Morehead State. Reminder, we are off tomorrow. Back at it on Friday, Black Friday. Grossman, appreciate it. You'll be back at it on Friday, and we'll talk with you then. NFL reminder beginning at noon tomorrow right here on ESPN 680-1057. Post games are next. Everyone have a good night. Back at it on Friday.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.